expressing Zulu. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America. Today is Saturday, October 26th, 2013. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. I am Gibbs Dube. Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 Metam Wave and on the 4930-12080 and 15775 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com. Here are our top stories this evening. The Broadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe says it will tomorrow start inviting applications for the provision of local commercial radio stations.
You remember that last time we applied and there was no response. So BAZ has written to us to say that we can actually resubmit or revise that application and it will be considered in that way.
Zimbabweans participate in an AIDS walk in Washington, D.C. to raise money for orphans.
We are doing the AIDS walk and it's so exciting. I'm so excited and everyone here is happy. Everything is going on very well. There are more than 30 Zimbabweans.
And Moto Action Football Club are relegated to Division 1. Stay tuned for more details. The Broadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe says it will tomorrow start inviting applications for the provision of local commercial radio stations. In a statement, BAZ Chief Executive Opet Makanyura said the latest invitation follows that of last year, which had few takers. He said BAZ will be issuing specific guidelines for applicants in the local media. The organization awarded the first commercial radio licenses to Zim Papers and AP Communications in 2011. Critics said these entities were linked to President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party. John Masuku of the Voice of the People radio station says he will resubmit his previous application, which was turned down by the Broadcasting Authority.
You remember that last time we applied and there was no response. So BAZ has written to us to say that we can actually resubmit or revise that application and it will be considered in that way. So we already have an application that is with BAZ, which we have an option to revise and resubmit.
What are your chances of getting a license this time around?
We are trying, because what we have been hearing from the minister and his deputy, his language has been that of really opening up. So we hope that it's going to be the situation this time around.
But do you really think that Zimbabwe can give you this chance to actually have a broadcasting station that is licensed?
I think it's a good idea to be optimistic. So let us keep the optimism on.
What will happen if they don't grant you another chance to have a station?
Well, we'll cross the bridge when we get there. But we are very hopeful that this time around they are looking at things differently.
That was John Masuku of the Voice of the People radio station. At the same time, the chairman of the Zimbabwe Media Commission, Henry Muratsikwa, says the media in Zimbabwe is not serving the country well, as it still remains polarized, even though the nation recently held general elections, which were won by President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party. Our correspondent, Arthur Chikoriwa, reports from the Mashonaland West provincial capital.
Muratsikwa told journalists during a press club meeting in Chinoy that the pathetic media situation in the country needs urgent attention. Muratsikwa said as a result of the polarized media landscape, the liberty of individuals is downgraded to licensing.
Freedom, which was enshrined in our constitution, freedom of the press, presupposes that the press is responsible. Liberty should not be allowed to deteriorate to a point of license, where you just say what you want and attack people with impunity, misrepresent.
He said the Zimbabwe Media Commission is unable to carry out its mandate of promoting press freedom and enforcing standards and ethics due to underfunding. The commissioner, who is a veteran journalist, urged media practitioners to report objectively and leave editing to editors and not mislead people through self-censorship. Muratsikwa also noted that journalists should not rely on newsmakers for the provision of some tools of the profession, as this promoted biased reporting. James Moona, one of the journalists who attended the meeting on Friday, echoed Muratsikwa's sentiment, saying the commission should continue interacting with journalists in order to demystify some of the negative perception associated with the organization.
These media commission guys have come here to try to tap into our information, and then they use it against us, and we are wary of that.
Most journalists view the Zimbabwe Media Commission as an entity that has strong ties with the government as it gets direct state funding for all its operations. The ZMC, which is supposed to be an independent body as per some provision of the new constitution, was established through Constitutional Amendment No. 19 of 2009. It is in charge of registering journalists and the media houses. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, I'm Arthur Chigoriwa.